Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you today. How the heck are you? We're fired up and ready to roll. Have you been watching any of the DNC, as Alan Gottlieb called it, on the Sunday Monster broadcast, the Un-American Freak Show? Have you been paying any attention to the Un-American Freak Show occurring in Philadelphia? I have. Yesterday was interesting. Lots to talk about there. So much so that we can sum it up really one sentence. Anti-gun rhetoric designed to come after your freedoms. And they're using, you know, the Black Lives Matter and the lies and everything else about that movement and about Michael Brown and the whole hands up, don't shoot thing as an excuse to further the erosion of your freedoms and your rights. I mean, it's pretty much that simple to any thinking individual. And I get a lot of emails from people in particular lately, and I can tell you there's a lot of people out there who aren't thinking. Some of them are laughable. But when you put all of this in perspective, and I want to play some Eric Holder for you today. He spoke, I don't know, it was about 5.5, 6 minutes, something like that. And I'm going to cue some of him up in a little bit today because, you know, you hear me say sometimes it's not really as important. What the media says to you is not as important as what the media doesn't say to you, right? It's what they withhold from you. That's where the real bias comes from. Because if you're smart enough, you can say, oh, that guy's opinion, you can point that out. You can pick out that bias. You can go, oh, good Lord, and roll your eyes at what he just said. You can watch Scott Pelley, or you can watch, if you're on the left, you can watch O'Reilly or anybody else or Sean Hannity and you in either side, and you can say, oh, okay, I don't agree with that, and roll your eyes and go, ah, it's just biased reporting. You can see that. Now, it's more dangerous. Now, I mentioned Hannity or O'Reilly. Those are opinion programs. This is an opinion program. This is not hard news. This is an opinion program, my opinion. And if you don't like it, well, you know, what can I tell you? That's what makes America great. Go get a talk show and spew your opinion. This program's sole intent is to defend the concealed carry lifestyle, your right to carry a firearm, to teach you and educate you about it. And, of course, this is an election year, and to help you make the necessary decisions as you vote in November because your firearm rights are on the line. It's that simple, and we're going to continue to do that on this program. So we're going to cover a whole lot with you today about that goofball convention, some of the anti-gun rhetoric, which really – It's like I said, it's easy to sum that up from the DNC. That's what it is. It's all anti-gun rhetoric. That's what you hear from the Democrat convention versus the Republican convention where you hear pro-gun. But it's easy to see these biases, isn't it? It's easy to pick them out if you're thinking about these things. You can say, okay, well, that's a bias report. That's not a bias report. Or that seems pretty straight up. Or that isn't pretty straight up. But this all boils down to one thing. In reality, what kind of country do you want to live in? What kind of nation do you want to live in? That's what's at stake here. Now, I had a conversation with someone yesterday, an individual I've known for many, many years, someone very dear to me, a very close friend of mine. During some of that freak show last night, we were kind of laughing about what we were seeing because it's so obvious to thinking people anyway. What's at stake? And he made the following comment to me. He said, you know, regardless of what your thing is, you're fighting for your life. He said, your issue of the right to bear arms, you guys are fighting for your lives, man. That's what's at stake. The abortion people, they're fighting for their lives over here. Whatever your thing is at stake. In this election, it's never been so important as it is now. If you're over 30 years old, this is critical to you. And you folks that are, you know, this goes for the, you know, like the cruisers that are coming out of the woodwork now. Just incredible. I mean, some of you guys are cracking me up over there. I mean, really, you really are. It's really fun to read. Just like the Bernie Sanders fanatics that you see, you know, marching up and down the street, who haven't figured out yet that Bernie's not on the ticket anymore. And to them, it doesn't make any difference. And while I appreciate the passion, now the rubber's met the road. The primary is over. The election is set. Hillary Clinton is meeting Trump. And that's all you need to know. And those of you over 30 must understand what's at stake. I normally wouldn't say over 30. I might normally, in maybe last year or last election or the one previous, I would have said maybe over 50. But this is far-reaching. This is far-reaching. Far more reaching than you think it was or that you might have thought it is. That's why I say over 30. I could probably back it up. My kids are 11 and 13 very soon in the next several weeks to be 12 and 14. I could take it. I could probably take it back to those of you who are in your teens. Where I'm going with this is quite simple. This election is going to shape the direction of your life and the culture of this nation for the rest of your lives. There won't be any turning back. The Supreme Court of the United States is at stake. And when my buddy said to me yesterday, you guys, meaning pro-gun, pro-rights, are fighting for your lives, he was absolutely 100% correct. That is literally what is at stake. Let me give you some personal examples of my own life. I lease property that I have held for many years from a timber company. 39 acres, 37 acres to be exact, give or take, but who's counting? In a very beautiful county, not too far from me, 18 to 20 miles from my house, that provides me the opportunity. Now, I can do, it's a, like I said, it's a lease property. I don't own the property. I lease it, and it's amazing. It's a great deal if you can find one from the timber company. $700 a year to lease this gorgeous near 40-acre tract of land. I can do anything on that property I choose except take the timber or build a permanent structure. We hunt it. There's no water, so I can't fish it. We shoot on it. We use it. We cultivate it. And we have fun with it. And oftentimes, I will take friends and family who will come in to town out to shoot. People who have never fired guns before will take the arsenal out. I'll take the AR-15, 22, M&P, Smith & Wessons. I'll take the maybe three or four of my evil black AR-15, some of the custom builds, an AR-15 pistol. I'll take out everything from some of my revolvers on up to my 1911s and the 9s and 40s in between. And we'll go up there and we'll shoot and have some fun. That's at stake. Hillary Clinton wants to destroy that way of my life and yours. When you understand what the ultimate goal of the agenda of the progressive left is, which is to take your firearms from you, you understand that's at stake. Yeah, the Second Amendment exists. They can't take that from us. And it's short of repealing it by going through the process laid out in the Constitution to do just that. They can't. What they will do is make it near impossible for you to exercise your rights. That is their ultimate goal. Their ultimate goal is confiscation. It is to take away firearms. It is to, and they're doing that on many fronts. Underhanded ways. Eric Holder wanting to brainwash. This is a generational jihad against your right to bear arms. And that's why I say to you that what is at stake, if you're over, my gosh, if you're 20 years old or over, the next president will tip the Supreme Court for decades to come. Your entire life. Your entire life. Those of you over 30 years old who enjoy some of the things maybe I just was mentioning to you. And the reason I say that, what, you're not going to be able to shoot on your property anymore with the guns you have? Well, sure, I will, but I don't know. There are municipalities around states right now, in states right now, attempting to determine without, Virginia, VCDL just sent a warning out in an email just yesterday, 2 days ago, of a county attempting to limit where people can fire their firearms on their own land by limiting the size of the property, which would have essentially eliminated people shooting on their farm. They've been doing for decades, for generations. When we come back, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to continue the discussion with what's at stake and what it means to you if you're over certain ages, the selection of the next Supreme Court and what it means for us going forward. And hopefully some of you will get your head out of your duffs and understand where we are today and why this is so vital and so important. Hey, if you want to chime in, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'm loving your emails. Bring them on. See you in a few.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The emails are just pouring in, and I'm absolutely loving it. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And it was, it prompts me to ask this question. That's how I opened up the show today. I want to continue that with you today. What kind of nation do you want to live in? And this is incredibly serious. This is not a question I thought we would be talking about or looking for an answer for. I just didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime. Could we say it about every election? Yeah, kind of. When the Democrat Party was the Democrat Party, you knew what the Democrats were all about. You knew what Tip O'Neill was all about. Hell, for that matter, you knew what Nancy Pelosi was all about prior to Barack Obama. You knew what you were going to get. When Bill Clinton was president, you knew what you were going to get from the Democrats. You knew what you were going to get when Jimmy Carter was president. Today's Democrat Party is far different, far different. Today's Democrat Party is a socialist agenda designed to dismantle what you've come to know as the American way of life. So I ask you again, what kind of nation do you want to live in? And more important than that, what kind of nation do you want your children to live in? I gave you an example of a piece of property I leased. Been leasing it for years. Had a lot of fun with it. I can remember when we first went to explore it, when I first picked it up a number of years ago. My daughter was much younger. My son was much younger. Had a couple rifles with us. My wife and myself and the kids went out and explored some of this. It's out in the woods. It's deep in the woods. It's wild. It's woolly. There are bears, there are deer, there are turkey. And we went exploring the property, cutting our way through some of it, carried our firearms to do so. You don't know what's out there. This time we went out to check it out. I remember my daughter, I remember my son saying to me, "This is cool, Daddy," and my daughter immediately chimed in, "This is stupid." And I had to crack up. We still laugh about it to this day. She just wasn't into it. But we had fun doing it. And we go out to shoot. We bring family members with us, some extended family, brothers-in-law, nieces, nephews, their friends, our friends, when they come into town, that kind of thing. And some of you are saying, well, you're not going to be able to do that. Hillary Clinton's going to say, yeah, it's exactly what I'm telling you, because they want the guns that I take with me. They want those AR-15s that I take out there. Massachusetts now, as we covered yesterday, is in the throes of fighting that fight. At the federal level, Dianne Feinstein wants to ban them and grandfather it in. She's made the comments, "Mr. and Mrs. America, if I could take them all back, turn them all in, 51 votes, I would have done it." Of course she would have done it. We now have videotape from Project Veritas of a Dem delegate at the convention in Philadelphia talking about the Democrat Party agenda and mincing words to say certain things so it comes across okay with language I can't use on the air, unfortunately, supporting what we've been telling you for years on this program, that their ultimate goal is to confiscate firearms. More about that before this program is over. I'm going to read you some of the quotes. And if you don't know what Veritas is, I'll tell you what that means, too, in a fun kind of way. But the background, the expanded background checks, going back to the shooting on the property, the expanded background checks in place in Washington make me a criminal for doing what I just described to you with most of the people that I take out to that property. I'm violating the law by simply handing them one of my firearms. You don't think they know that? Bloomberg is funding it. It's on Nevada's ballot next. Arizona dodged a bullet. Bloomberg wants to go elsewhere with his money. Clearly, they're concerned about the election in November. So what kind of culture do you want to live in? And as much as I hate to tell some of you in particular, actually, I don't hate to tell you, I love telling you this from some of the email, which, again, is very few and far between, but the ones who have written in have been very vocal about it in their desire to stop me from telling you what I'm telling, which is amazing to me, which is a socialist, right out of the socialist playbook, silence somebody you disagree with. Well, good luck with that. It's not going to happen. You're just going to make me more vocal, and, well, it's more fun. Makes what I'm telling you more fun. When I say to you that it's time for you to wake up, that this is what's at stake. Your rights are at stake. As my buddy told me yesterday, in words that were just so plain and so simple, yet so true, so accurate. Man, you guys are fighting for your lives. Referring to gun rights. Those of you over 30 years old, as I mentioned, had better be paying attention to this. Life as you know it will change forever under a Clinton administration with the keys to the Supreme Court. Change forever. You will never see again the America that you've known to this point. Never. Three Supreme Court picks, possibly four with a retirement. And the direction of this nation, the course of this ship, is altered forever. For you. When it changes back, won't mean a hill of beans to you because you'll be taking a dirt nap. You'll be looking up at the daisies instead of down. That's what's at stake. That is literally what is at stake. And those of you who want to stand on your principles right now and I'm stand on my ground and, you know, I'm going to do this moral thing because I hate Donald Trump are part of the problem. If you allow Hillary Clinton the keys to the Supreme Court, that's what's at stake. Your children's future will never, ever be known as yours was ever again. All of the values you're teaching your children are out the window. Your 13-year-old may be an 80-year-old before this country flips back to what it should have been because of the decisions from a Supreme Court selected by Hillary Clinton. And make no mistake, oh, well, the Senate's Republican, oh, they're not. Yes, they are. And yes, they will. This culture, your culture as an armed American citizen is at stake. And you can't forget that. When we come back, I want to play a little bit of Holder for you. Everything with this guy was about race. And when you hear it, it's not what you hear that I want you to pay attention to. It's what you don't hear. And I want to ask you why. I have a theory. The Florida nightclub shooting, nightclub with the 12-year-olds being shot. Nightclub and 12-year-olds don't go in the same sentence, do they? No, they don't. But you're not hearing a whole lot of it from the mainstream media and from the Obama administration and from the Clinton camp. Why? We'll discuss that when we come back, among other things. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. If you want to interact, I read every email that comes in. There's a lot of them out there. I apologize. I can't get back to all of you. Some of you I do. And I want to hear from you. It's that simple. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Regardless of what side of the fence you're on, I want to hear from you. I was mentioning previously, I want to stay with this theme of what kind of nation do you want to live in. I'll give you a little personal experience there. And some of you are probably thinking, oh, the Democrats aren't going to do that. Denial gets you killed. Denial will kill you. You've heard Lieutenant Colonel Grossman on this program several times talk about denial getting you killed. How does denial kill you? As I've often said, if you deny evil's existence, you are more than likely doomed to meet it, because it is seeking you out. That goes back to the old preparation, avoidance, and awareness that we talk about. I like to couch it this way. Prepare to avoid by being aware. If you do that, you minimize your risk of meeting evil. And if you do, in fact, meet evil, it will be because of evil's time and choosing and place, not yours. Meaning evil will seek to ambush you at a time and place of its choosing. Yet if you live your life prepared to avoid it by being aware of it, not living in denial, you stand a better chance of defeating it if and when you do meet it. And part of that toolbox is your right to bear arms, of course. Well, the Democrats don't want to take that away from you. Yes, the Democrats do want to take that away from you. There's a piece up on Daily Caller. I believe also, I think InfoWars had it up. I think Drudge was running it. I dug into some of the links. But the Daily Caller piece, a Dem delegate admits, quote, common sense gun control is just code for repealing Second Amendment. Now, there's a video attached to it. You can go in and watch the video. The background noise is high because of the location and no doubt how it was filmed. But it is audible, and you can hear what this person is telling you. And it's a video project from Project Veritas. Do you know what Veritas means? Veritas, there's a famous line in a movie. I love this line. And it comes from the movie Tombstone. If you remember seeing the movie Tombstone, where Doc Holliday is standing next to the Faro table that Wyatt Earp is in fact dealing Faro at the table. And the famous meeting between Johnny Ringo and Doc Holliday takes place. That is a true story. That encounter actually happened. I brought this program to you from that very bar, the original spot of the Oriental Saloon in Tombstone, Arizona last year. It was an awful lot of fun. And during that encounter in the movie, Johnny Ringo makes a comment to Doc Holliday about being a smart aleck, essentially. And Doc Holliday responds back, in vino veritas. And what that means, that's Latin, and it means in wine, in vino, veritas, there is truth. In wine, there is truth. That's what Project Veritas means. And Project Truth, essentially. And it shows Mary Bayer, a former Democrat delegate, according to the Daily Caller, and a volunteer organizer for Hillary Clinton's campaign, admitting that the party is, quote, using common sense gun control to trick America into supporting a ban on all firearms and effectively repealing the Second Amendment. That's how they're trying to work around this. Of course, you know that if you think, because this is what we discuss with you every single day on Armed American Radio. And in response to a question from Project Veritas, she says, oh, absolutely. I'm totally against them, and my husband is against guns. My husband is now a registered Democrat. You know how you do it, Bear posed, quoting, you got to get Democrats in office. You got to get enough people in there to vote the right way. You got to say you want common sense gun legislation. You say you want to ban guns altogether. That's just going to blank everybody off. You have to take that sort of moderate, we just want to have common sense legislation so our children are safe. You say the S word like that, and then people will buy into it. Bear responded, for sure, when asked if Hillary Clinton would support and press a full ban of firearms. And you knew that. You already knew that. So those of you, again, how do you want your future to shape up for not just yourself and but your children, more importantly, your children and their children? Those of you over 50, Hillary Clinton wins the White House, the Supreme Court, you're done. Life as you've known it. And I say, I back that up to 30. Life as you've known it is over. You 30-somethings may be in a fluke, be able to resuscitate something when you're in your 80s. Won't much matter to you then. You're not going to want to deal with it. Hopefully you're checked out. By checked out, I mean not paying any attention to this stuff and living a life of bliss. But guess what? Your children won't be. Because this is the future the Dems have for you. This is what they want. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And those of you who don't understand that, well, I'm going to work to change your minds. But if you can't get that through your heads, I'm going to blame you too. And I'm not going to apologize for it. Ever. Because that's the purpose of Armed American Radio. To see to it that you can live your life the way you choose to live your life, lawfully armed, without anybody treading on you. Oh, I wish I had another hour. Good heavens. The Holder speech. Should we go to Eric Holder? I know it's tough. He spoke yesterday at the convention. The freak show. Let me see if I can find this because I've got so many things I want to talk with you about. Good heavens. Oh, here he is. All right, take a listen to this for just a second. Let me phrase it with this. Holder put everything in racial terms. Everything to Holder is about race. Everything. Everything is racial with this guy. Is that divisive? Oh, hell yeah, it's divisive. Because Holder has never figured out, and Obama hasn't figured out, and Clinton hasn't figured out. If they just shut up about race, people would live their lives. But they got to keep getting it thrown in their face. Oh, that's a topic you don't want to touch, Mark. Yeah, it is. Because it's the gun grabbers doing it. Take a listen to Holder. Pay attention to what you don't hear him say. Let me see if I can pull him up here. I know I can. Shonto makes me mute this stuff so it doesn't just pop up on the air when we're talking. So here we go.
Yep.
Time when our justice system is out of balance. When one in three black men will be incarcerated in their lifetimes.
Now, see, I can't get far. When the justice system is out of balance, when one in three black men will be incarcerated in their lifetimes, are they incarcerated because they're black? Or are they incarcerated because they're committing crimes at a higher rate than any other ethnicity in this country? That's the question that has to be asked. And if they are, then we need to get to the root of that problem, not the justice system. Sean, do you want to jump in, please?
Yes, real quickly. The reason why the Democrat Party is doing this, and I've watched a whole bunch of the convention, is the simple fact that it's all about not being responsible for your life. Let government take care of it, and that's the narrative that they have. Look at everybody that's up there, and then they cookie-coated with a bunch of superstars, but they'll tell the same people they don't have the same balance that they have, so they can't be superstars. It's crazy.
Well, so what you're saying is when Alicia Keys got up there, a multimillionaire, very successful singer, got up there and says to other Democrats out there and to other blacks out there that you are being held down, yet she's made it and is a multi-gazillionaire, there's a disconnect there? Is that what you're saying?
It's a big disconnect because the first thing, she's not making no $15 an hour.
That's what I'm talking about. You see, if you don't want to make $15 an hour, get your head out of thinking you're only worth $15 an hour. When we come back, I want to play a little bit more of Holder. Not going to be able to get to as much of it as I'd like to because we'll be in the last segment. But I also want to talk with you about the Florida nightclub shooting and what you're not hearing about that. Maybe we'll give some Chicago stats, too, while we're at it. Holder seems to gloss over that. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 tabs open right now. My gosh, I could sit here and talk with you about this all day long today and never get tired of doing it. Never get tired of doing it. So much to cover with you. And unfortunately, the news cycle is spinning so fast, we're going to miss some things. Even by tomorrow, what I want to get to you today is going to be old news. By midnight tonight, it's just the way it's been with the news cycle. But before we get going into this last segment, I do want to send you over to USCCA On Air, please. You can claim your free bonus package and your 13 chances to win. This is very cool stuff. A lot of people, you know, I got to get you the name of the guy or gal who won the truck, Tim's truck, too. I need to do that. I need to see that list. And you have my word. I'll do that for you. But you can now claim your free bonus packages by buying into the silver, gold, or platinum package at USCCA. If you carry a gun, I cannot tell you how critical this is. I have the platinum. I've had it for years. I have $1.125 million in protection. If I have to use my firearm or any other tool of opportunity that I have to use to defend myself or my family, I am protected up to $1.125 million in protection. Me, Mark. My wife has it also. I bought it for my wife. You can have the same thing. Okay? Very simple. You can have a gold up to $575,000 or $300,000 in silver. There's something for every budget. But please, if you've made the decision to carry a firearm or if you're thinking about it, please head over to USCCA On Air and check out what could be a financially, this is a lifesaver. Trust me, I have talked to people personally. You've heard a couple of them on this show who have been ruined from the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. One of them was George Zimmerman. Boy, oh boy, what a mess. USCCA On Air, and you get 13 chances to win $1,776 in guns and ammo. You get a check. You buy it, do whatever you want with it. It's up to you, okay? Let me go back to Eric Holder quickly. I want you to take a listen to this, and we'll cover some couple other things before we sign off for today.
And when black defendants in the federal system receive sentences 20% longer than their white peers, we need a president who will end this policy of over-incarceration.
All right. In the last segment, you heard black men being being arrested, but one in three blacks being incarcerated. And now it's the time spent. What Eric Holder isn't telling you about is the fact that the rap sheets on some. This is just simple mathematics. There's nothing racial about what I'm telling you. But Eric Holder couches it as a race issue. Continue to listen.
Now, as Attorney General, I launched sweeping reforms of our federal criminal justice system and reduced its reliance on draconian mandatory minimum sentences. And as a result, we cut the federal prison population and the crime rate together for the first time in more than 40 years. Now, that's right.
Do mandatory sentences also apply to white or yellow or brown individuals? They apply it across the board.
Excuse me, Mark.
Yeah, I know, Sean, you got to come back in. Go ahead.
First of all, what Mr. Holder refused to say was, who put those mandatory sentences in? If I remember, it was Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it was. It was the 1994 crime bill, but I digress. Let me go back into Holder before we cut this guy. Remember, this is the only attorney general to ever be held in contempt by Congress. Hold on one second. Here we go.
That's right. Despite the fiction and the fear-mongering you've heard from the other party's nominee, violent crime has gone down since President Obama took office.
He's right about that. We give you the FBI stats. They have. What he's not telling you is what's important. We'll cover that in a second.
As president, Hillary will go even farther. She fought as a senator against sentencing disparities and racial profiling.
Okay. You get the gist. In the essence of time, I want to cut this. This entire talk was about nothing but race. He went back 150 years about nothing but race. Eric Holder can't find anything to talk about but race. And it's fascinating to me, in the entire 6 minutes and 51 seconds that he was up there on this clip anyway, not once did he mention gun control. He also failed to tell you that while crime has dropped, gun ownership is at historic levels. He doesn't want you to know that. And when he's talking about racial justice, social justice at the racial level, he never talked once about black-on-black crime and Chicago. Not one time, because it doesn't fit the agenda. We talk about it here all the time. You don't want to talk about gang violence. He doesn't want to talk. The Democrats don't want to talk about it, which leads me, again, in the essence of time, I could talk with you all day today. I really could. The Florida nightclub shooting. Now, the nightclub, 12-year-old. 12-year-old and nightclub. Those two belong in the same sentence, kind of like career and politician, right? They don't. They're not meant to go together. But you haven't heard anything about it. It isn't getting the traction that another mass shooting would get. Why? I'll tell you why. For the same thing, same reason that Eric Holder didn't mention it in his talk to the DNC Freak Show. Because it doesn't fit the narrative. Why? Because it was a gang-related shooting. Why don't they want to tell you these things? Why? Because they can't use it to come after your freedoms. Because it doesn't work for them. Black-on-black, inner-city, gang violence, the Chicago slaughter doesn't fit the narrative. It cannot be used to come after your gun rights. It does not fit that narrative. So Eric Holder would rather talk about and further divide the nation than, keep in mind, this was the most divisive, politicized attorney general in the history of America. In history. History of this nation. The only reason I think Attorney General Lynch won't surpass that is because she won't have enough time. Because I feel certain that President Trump will not keep her on his staff. Sean, I heard you in the background. You wanted to say something. Please do, my friend. We've got about a minute and a half left. I could go on all day.
Yeah, you know, again, these people, all you have to do to see what's going on, anybody that's thinking, if you watch the convention, I'm telling you, these people have no shame anymore. I mean, it's crazy. And for all the people who sit up there and rally around these people, I'm like, what are you on? Are you drinking? Is there a drug issue? What's the problem here?
Well, the problem, to round out this hour of the program is the mainstream media has allowed them to get away with this for so long that these people believe their own, they're believing their own lies, they're believing their own media, they believe that they can get away with this. They've got millions of dollars being thrown at them by Michael Bloomberg. They're believing their own hype, and that's going to be hopefully very detrimental to their desired outcome in November, because they have not yet wrapped their head around the fact that Donald Trump is the nominee. They can't wrap their head around what happened, and we just don't have enough time here to go into it. Maybe we will tomorrow, but they haven't figured it out yet. It's very clear from watching The Freak Show that they just have not yet figured this out. And I want you to take this to the bank with you, because I'm going to ask you again, what kind of nation do you want to live in? Is that the kind of nation you want to live in? This continued racial divisiveness from people like Eric Holder, where communities are pitted against law enforcement. You want to live in a nation where a President Clinton nominates up to 4 Supreme Court justices, destroying the American life built over generations. That decision is yours. I'm not going to take a swipe at you cruisers. It's too easy. You make it too easy. But feel free to send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Love to hear from you. See you tomorrow. Why? Because we're going to get up and do it all over again. Because we can, and they don't like it. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. We'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win 1 of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.